producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven after the hour, Tuesday is upon us, and an exciting opportunity to once again help people make up their minds, Jennifer. You know, the old expression, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. We don't want you necessarily to agree with us. You can disagree. You can, just as long as you think. Thinking is the important thing. What is it that you think? Share your thoughts. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, 888-302-3684. We're going to have a 2020 news quiz coming up in this hour. Jennifer Horn is here.
Oh, boy.
Ken Kessler is here.
News quiz.
Good news.
Yes. Okay, so we have trending at DougStephan.com. And also sort of the catch-up from the top 10 topics of this past week, Paris situation, which didn't exist when the poll was presented last Friday of the most important topics of the week. These things, these collective things that went on in Europe over the weekend had not taken place. So people thought that the ISIS situation, which I've now... I'm changing my approach to what we call them, at least here on this program. I'm referring to them, and a couple of guests, did you notice Kenny? Oh, no, Kenny wasn't on with us yesterday. But Jennifer, you probably, I was about to call you Roberta.
Yeah, our tech man was icing him, too.
Right, so it isn't ISIS anymore, because ISIS was an Egyptian goddess who, as and the people in Egypt find it offensive to refer to ISIS as ISIS. Not that we are worried always about, you know, everybody's going to be offended about something. But what I know about ISIS and what I've learned about ISIS since my pal's trip to Egypt this past couple of weeks seems to enlighten me to a lot of different things. ISIS is not the appropriate way, and ISIL isn't either. I believe ISIM is the right reference. Let's.
Can I help you out?
Yes, please, Jennifer. Help me out.
I learned that ISIS actually hates being called a name. Did you know about this?
No, I didn't know that.
And they're actually starting to like assassinate people, kill people that are using it to describe them. The name is Daesh, D-A-E-S-H, and it stands for something in Islam, which I could try to read to you, but it would probably not do us any good. But it's a derivative of an Arabic name, which they use to refer to themselves, and it's a loose acronym, so Daesh. And now people in France are starting to call them that because it absolutely drives them crazy to be called Daesh, so much so that they kill people who call them that. So if you want to call them that, I really don't like that.
And leave my door unlocked?
Yeah. I mean, over the weekend, the French foreign minister...
come through the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
The French foreign minister called them that, and he said he'll be calling them Daesh cutthroats. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, the poll suggested that 24% of the respondents who listened to the Good Day program thought the violence in the Middle East was number one, and then another 24% said illegal immigration was number one. The University of Missouri protests, 12% thought that was the big story of the week, and then 7% thought it was the debate. Maybe debates collective, although the Democratic debate didn't take place till Saturday night. So, putting all of these things into perspective, the president spoke, and Kenny, I don't know if you have some comments on the top 10 topics. Maybe we'll go to Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day Show for social media comments. The president apparently, and I don't know which stop it was, because he seemed to be traveling a lot last week prior to what happened over the weekend. But he's been talking a lot lately. His main focus seems to be climate change. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be a standard of the Democrats anyway. And so I have been provided with a clip from an Egyptian television program There are three commentators, and it's in Arabic, obviously, but it was translated. And because I don't want to necessarily throw the gasoline that this provides onto the fire, it's hard not to be somewhat amused by this, if in sort of a pathetic way. The president, given all of the trouble with the situations that are presenting themselves anew daily in the Middle East and connected to the Middle East and to ISIM and what they did in France and taking credit for this problem and that problem, blowing up the plane. The Russians now say there was a bomb definitely on the plane, and they're after him too, because they figured out that these same guys put the bomb on the plane. So with the Russians, who had started their focus with the Europeans, the French and the other Europeans now who are getting in on the action, we're sort of not the leaders. And that was one of the things pointed out in this Egyptian, I should send it to you, Kenny, so maybe, I don't know whether we post it or we don't post it, I'm sure it's going to show up in a lot of different places if it hasn't already. But in essence, the commentators, especially the people right of center, will see this as an easy way. If Mrs. Clinton is going to focus on the successes, and it's hard for her to run away from, I'm guessing, what went on in the administration, because she was part of it, right?
Yeah, she was a big part of it.
Yeah,
sure.
So it would be hard for her to run away from what went on. But if your biggest focus is climate change, if that's the biggest problem the planet has at the moment, in your opinion, I think you're missing something. And these guys who are on this Egyptian television program basically say, the question is asked by the host after they play a clip from the president saying climate change is the biggest problem. The guy who's the host of the program looks at the camera and says, is he insane?
Well, and Bernie Sanders not only talked about in the debate, but then the following morning on the Sunday morning show was talking with the moderator again and said, you know, not only is climate change our biggest problem, but it's also what causes terrorism. He went back to that, that argument that climate change draws people into cities because they can't sustain themselves in the countryside. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, the poor, being poor, not having a job, being pushed out of where they live is part of the reason why these people get involved with terrorist behavior.
Mm. Well, you can see that if there are people who are making a correlation between what ISIM is doing and what, or the leaders of ISIM and what the leaders of Nazism did. And that's one of the other reasons I'm calling it ISIM, because ISM or SMs, you know, we have communism, socialism, Nazism, feudalism, cannibalism, whatever. And so it seems to fit with that part of my thinking as well. What's your thinking on this? Kenny, what do we have on the... we acknowledge that the protests by the people who don't like what's going on in some of our inner cities is a big deal. And now with what's going on in Minneapolis, it's going to be another retread or repeat of that same stuff. The protests have really already started there. And if you don't know the story, a black man was shot by a couple of police officers Sunday morning in an altercation in Minneapolis, and there seemed to be questions about whether he was handcuffed, not handcuffed, whether he's still alive. But I don't know. It's just more of the same. You know, we can go into the details, and doesn't really.
Yeah, well, we've told you this story before.
It's the same story.
Right.
Yeah, it's over and over and over. So is this our biggest problem? Is climate change our biggest problem? Is what's going on with ISIM the biggest problem? And then how do we deal with it? And then how do I make this the Good Day Show? So every day I start thinking to myself, okay, I'm looking around. Where's the good stuff? Let me find some good stuff. I don't find it, but still, this is what's on people's minds.
Well, you know what? I can help you. Little bit.
Thank you.
Is that a lot of times tragedy breeds heroes.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
We just have to look for those stories.
Right. Look for, well, this is all about, this is finding your next step in life. Ours individually, this is a time of unbelievable change in the depending on your belief system. Mine looks at astrology, and people then start, okay, there's no credibility here, but there is. There's great credibility in finding good. Those of you who secretly read your horoscope every day or whatever it is you do, you don't want to tell anybody else that you do. There is outreach here that is so compelling and so interesting and so on, to the point of it being dramatic as to the changes that are going on in many of us personally, in the world, our immediate world, and in the world in general. The world is in an upheaval. And by the way, part of it is climate change. Yeah, there is the Mother Earth, who has survived for almost 5 billion years through all kinds of upheaval, all kinds of distortion and distraction and devastation. You don't think that Mother Nature is going to cleanse itself of all of this stuff one way or another? I'm not suggesting the end of the world, but I'm telling you, I'm betting on Mother Nature. Sooner or later, Mother Nature is going to take her course, and this stuff that's going on is going to be a thing of the past, one way or another. Whether we get to it in our own way and we put our minds together collectively and have some kind of a spiritual revolution that brings us around to thinking and figuring out, this is part of the lesson, how we get along, how we work together. Look at the perfection in the universe. Look at how the Earth goes around the sun in perfection every year. It goes around in a 24-hour cycle in perfection every day. Look at how the foods that are grown, that are healthy, it's perfection. We can take that and put it into our bodies and make our bodies perfect. There is perfection in the universe, and the universe finds a way to be perfect. And that's what's going to happen sooner or later. In the meantime, we're all grousing about these guys and the way that they're approaching. And yes, I underscore guys, because it's mostly guys who are messing things up. Am I right or not?
I'd say you're right.
Huh, thank you. 18 past the hour and good day.
That was it?
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil from start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Realtor.
Okay, and right around here is the kitchen. Gas range, granite countertops, all those gadgets you registered for will look great up here until that toaster overheats and takes out everything in a 2-foot radius.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens, good day program. Well, excuse me. Challenge is to find something that will make us smile, and so we'll retreat back a bit to the late night monologues, where we have an excerpt from Conan and Colbert and Myers. First, Conan deciding not to do any jokes. Now, wait a minute. So maybe it's not going to be fun. Let's listen.
This is obviously the part of the show where I always come out every night and do jokes about what's going on in the news. And I don't have to tell anybody here that all of the news right now is incredibly, incredibly sad. The news out of Paris, just dreadfully, dreadfully sad. I thought maybe we should just start the show by saying, instead of doing jokes about the news, just say that our thoughts are with the people of Paris and France and everybody who's been affected by this terrible tragedy worldwide. And let's just say that.
So is it not possible, or is it inappropriate? And the reason that I presented it as I did, and then, oh, listen to this. Because I think people come to me and to us on this program, and they say, okay, well, this is what's going on over here, but oh, but listen to these guys and what they found. And I'm not sure that I don't think that's a double negative, which means I do think that Conan was right, and maybe it isn't appropriate to be trying to find something that's amusing in a sea of such muck and mire. So and that's where I think I'm going to agree with him. But there are some excerpts.
Especially from, like, on Friday night. You know, it's hard to know, or not any of those shows maybe even made it to air. But yeah when it's really new, you kind of just need to pay tribute, I think, and move along.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll save the other stuff for a lighter moment. There are some good excerpts, though, from the Wendy Williams program, daytime show. She's very talented, very smart, does a great job at helping people with their problems. And basically, that's what I try to do here in a way that hopefully is productive. Here, Wendy Williams answers an audience member's question about whether she ought to get married, even if her dad doesn't like the guy she's marrying.
Uh-oh. I'm 21 years old, and my boyfriend and I have been together for around 2 years. We're looking to get engaged soon. My father really isn't the biggest fan, though. So
neither am I.
But how do do we get dad on board? Because my boyfriend knows he has to ask for permission. Yeah. So
I get that. But you've been with him for 2 years and you're only 21? What are you not doing with your life that you got to throw it away on marriage at 21? No, you've got to get your life together. You're about to make the biggest mistake of your life by getting married at 21. I'm sorry. You don't want to test those waters at 21, dear. You stay with him. You love your boyfriend. No babies and no marriage. No time soon.
There you go. Yep. See what I mean about her? She's very astute.
Common sense.
Crazy. Here she answers an audience member's question about a friend's mother being a little too friendly.
I have a friend of mine whose mother, I believe, has a huge crush on me. Every time we're together, she's always leaning in to try to kiss me, and I'm like dodging her and stuff like that. And I'm trying to find a way to tell her to stop being so touchy-feely.
You're grown enough. Talk to her and let her know. The mother is taking advantage. If she's bold enough to come in for a lip kiss, then you be bold enough and let her know.
No, no. No, no. No, no. No, no.
Let her know. No.
All right, here. Wendy Williams answers an audience member's question about who pays on the first date.
I've been single for a while, and I'm dating. And every time I go out on a first date, I offer to split the bill because I feel bad for the man. My friends think I'm nuts. So my question is, should I continue offering to split the bill?
Well, here's my thing on splitting the bill on a first date with a man. My thing is, you shouldn't feel bad for him because he asked you out. Mm-hmm. But what you should do regarding splitting the bill is split it because you don't want an obligation to him.
Exactly.
And that's my thought. Like, I don't feel bad for the man, but what I do want is, if I don't like you at the end of the date, we're even, Steven.
Thank you.
There's a practical approach to a common problem, isn't it, huh? Food for thought on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Vivascal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Vivascal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair. Guaranteed. Vivascal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Vivascal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Vivascal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Personality of some note, as it were. And there's Jennifer Horn, who's a radio professional of some note. Whatever the note is. Dong, dong, dong. And then there's Ken Kessler, who is of note himself. He's an accomplished thinker, and that's why he's... So for those of you who are just joining us, we have been kerfuffling on the realities of Paris and America, where the biggest problem is and how out of touch some people are as to the realities of what's going on. So as I ponder how to wrap myself around that which is good, I stumble over that which is not so good. By the way, speaking of good, Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a few minutes with some updates on important medical information. Right now, let's do a 2020 news quiz question, and we'll tie the answer to the question to some things that are going on, all right? And then we'll get to Jack. So everybody ready?
Ready.
800.
Ready.
Whoops, sorry. 888-302-3684. Who is Abdelhamid Aboud? Who is Abdelhamid Aboud? 888-302-3.
So different than how I would say it.
Well, how would you say it?
Okay, I have to look at it first.
A-B-D-E-L.
Abdelhamid.
Yeah. Abu.
Abu
Adu. Abu Ad. Abu Ad. Kenny, you want to help us with this?
We're doing fine.
Okay. Who is he? Why are we talking about him? Why is he in the news? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, as we talk about how incredibly...
Abu Aoud. Okay, finally.
Crazy it seems that some are saying the climate change is the biggest problem we have. There appears now also today and this week to be fair, there are a number of these things floating around. There is there's a video in Arabic which teaches people who move to certain states, like Michigan is the focus of this one, how to collect welfare. And if you have four wives, you bring the four wives with you from your home in the Middle East.
But just say they're your sisters.
And no, they're your wards, or they're your extended family. So you have wife number two, and then you've got wife number one, three, and four, and they become dependents, and that's how this diagram and this video explains in Arabic to the people who go to Dearborn, because there's a big Muslim community there. And I'm not saying everybody does this. Actually, I don't fault them at all, frankly, because we're the dummies. We have allowed this thing to get so out of control that there are people who are actually coming here and applying for and getting the programs that we put into place. The individual programs that benefit non-citizens, the picture that has emerged that I'm seeing here, and by the way, there are a lot of different programs, the research is with it. If Richie were here, he'd be digging out Snopes, and Kenny, you're welcome to dig out Snopes. Anybody's welcome to dig out Snopes. But there's a lot of stuff here that is bankrupting the United States. The reasons that we get this stuff and allow it. I mean, I just am so tired of reading all of this stuff. And
to be fair, this isn't new.
No, it's not.
But what's making it worse is that we can really see it because it's a sign of the times when you have people coming here and trying to blow things up, et cetera.
Right, exactly. Thanks for us being this stupid to help them out.
Right, and people are being more advanced because they're now figuring it out faster, and there are ways like using YouTube to get the information out.
We got all kinds of technology.
Because I remember hearing in high school, I live near Glendale, California, which is known as a hotbed for Armenians, tons of Armenians come. And I had a friend in high school, which was, more than a couple of years ago.
But they didn't want to destroy America. They were just here because they could.
No, but they're still taking advantage of
absolutely.
The system.
People from all over the world
are talking about
the
terror.
Listen to these numbers. Listen to these numbers. The illegals, no matter where they're from, $22 billion is spent on welfare by state governments. $22 billion a year spent on food assistance programs, food stamps, free lunches, this kind of stuff, for people who have moved into our country that are not citizens. $2.5 billion a year is spent on Medicaid for people who come to our country, no matter where they're from. This is us. I'm trying to get us to focus on us, not on the people who are extraneous. Yeah, maybe today we're focused on the Middle East. Tomorrow it's Mexico. There are plenty of Asians who are coming here. This is us. And this is the stuff that guys like Ryan and whoever's running for the presidency or people who are in charge, this is the kind of stuff that people need to know about. And these are verifiable bits and pieces of information. $12 billion a year spent on secondary school education for children who are here illegally. And most of them, no matter where they're from, can't speak English. And we have to teach them to speak. I know in Framingham, we have a $30,000 a year program that benefits few children who come to town that can't speak English, because the law mandates that there be an educational program that teaches these youngsters how to speak, or how to, it's not necessarily how to speak English necessarily. The program is aimed at assimilation. Mm-hmm. $17 billion a year spent for education on the American-born children of illegals. What do they call these? Anchor babies, right? Isn't that what those are called?
Well, when you come here and have a baby and then they become citizens.
$3 million a day is spent to incarcerate illegal immigrants. 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal. $90 billion a year spent on illegal immigrants for welfare and social services. $200 billion a year is basically what it costs, according to the government studies themselves, the wages that Americans don't earn because it goes to illegal immigrants. And again, these are from all over the world. Last year, we spent $45 billion in remittances. That is, we spent $45 billion sending illegals home.
Why do you think that Donald
what
Trump
is the
so
matter
popular?
With us? What
are you speaking the language that he knows that this is frustrating?
No, he's a loudmouth TV show host.
Who are we talking about?
I said, why do you think Donald Trump is so popular? And regardless of whether he's a loudmouth or not.
Mouth, Kenny, yeah. I wouldn't disagree with you on his approach, but my God, who's else is talking about this? Who's bringing this?
Yeah.
This is why people are ticked off. They see these people getting this stuff, and they can't get it themselves. $338 billion last year in taxpayer money that we could have used for other things. And I think the question is, are we really that stupid?
Well,
isn't
and then
stupid?
You talk about, I mean, you can even go deeper into it. And you see, you know, these guys are already in prison, and then they get out of prison, mm-hmm. and they're not sent back because so many of our cities are sanctuary mm-hmm. cities. And the federal government could stop funding them in about
so
10
seconds.
So
we want the give us your tired, your poor, your huddled masses. All that stuff is great, and we ought to be a beacon of light and hope for the rest of the world. But this is...
It just has to be done the right way. It's too dangerous not to do it the right
and
way.
Right, exactly. Now, how do you know who's coming in here? That's what makes this more imperative. And I don't think that I'm certainly not a whack job like some of these other guys and women who are on the radio.
Like me?
Your taste in mine is not the same when it comes to politics.
Even though we might end up
voting for the same person in the end, but I it makes me uncomfortable sometimes to hear not you necessarily, but some of these other people point stuff out. I said something about a couple of them yesterday because I'd like to find a solution. My solution to this $338 billion we're spending is to stop and to figure out. That's what leadership is all about. Remember, I've said we have no leaders. Pope's the only leader in the world. The only good leader, I think, because he finds solutions to problems.
And this is why, okay, so we kind of always equate to presidential candidates. And it's the timing. Mm-hmm. This is why Carly Fiorina goes, we need to go to a zero-based accounting system.
Yep.
Well, that'll
so
never happen.
So you'd see all of this stuff.
But so you can account for every single dollar. But, yeah. Sadly, it's...
Well, I don't know. Let's not hold that thought. Okay, Jeff has called us from Tennessee with his answer to the question, who is Abdelhamid Aboud? So, Jeff, you have the floor. The stage is yours. We're all ears. Who is it?
I believe it's the guy that's with ISIS that created that Paris, the terrorist attack.
The focus is on this man who fought with the ISIM group in Syria. He apparently is the chief architect of the violence that killed these people in France, and they're after him. You're right. You got it. You're the man. All right, hold on just a second. I would have a further conversation with you, but I don't want to. I got to get Jack in here because I got a little carried away with that other information. But I do think that it's necessary for us to look at some of these things and put them into perspective, frankly. 888-302-3684 always reaches us. Kenny, I know, is going to be getting some Facebook and Twitter and other social media comments on these things. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. In a few moments, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on several different items, including how does your doctor get paid? That's next here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, nmlsconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Jane Applegate with a Staples small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
46 past the hour now. Our bi-weekly, semi-weekly would be every other week. Bi-weekly is twice a week, right? I always get those two.
Yeah.
Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a Nooka chiropractor practicing in Salt Lake City, has international reach. However, he's at a conference this week that will show or showcase, highlight his expertise. His wife is a genius. He's a genius. They're all geniuses. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. Jack and his wife have created these long life energy enzymes that are being touted everywhere. I just saw something else from somebody else who's taken these, the long life energy enzymes, and I could, if I could get Meredith to go on the radio, which I can't, I would get her to testify to the benefits of these things. But you're finding, I just saw something. Why don't you repeat what you just sent to me, what I saw from one of the users of these enzymes?
Well, yes, we, in fact, it was Barry's sister who called us up the other day and said, hey, I gave some of these to my ex-husband who has pre-diabetic symptoms. And he calls me back just a few days later and said, where can I get more of those? My pre-diabetic symptoms have disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we haven't, you know, I'm kind of reluctant to talk about that because that's what everybody's going to expect.
Right. You're going to tout them.
We keep hearing this.
Well, so you have them all. What I would suggest is that people go to theforbiddendoctor.com and then just click on to the long life energy enzymes and see what people are saying who are taking these. And my suggestion is you do what I'm doing, what we're doing here on this family side of things, taking them every day. I take four of them in the morning, a couple at night. They are superb in any number of ways. Save yourself from processed foods. That's one of the reasons I don't eat them. You can use them as a way to guard yourself against the effects, the outcome of eating all this garbage. Check out Long Life Energy Enzymes. And also, when you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, the podcast that Jack and Mary put together that are groundbreaking. I wouldn't say earth-shattering, but groundbreaking for sure. So what's the theme this week? Podcasts are taking every week down by hundreds of thousands of people who have discovered these things. What's this week's theme?
Save your child's brain.
Ah, thank you for that.
Save your child's brain.
I can just imagine.
It's what they need to be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they were breastfed.
Yep.
And as they go from the breast, where do they need to be headed after that? If they weren't breastfed, there are still a lot of things that can be done. But that the first several days of a newborn's life is so very critical in the sense of seeding the gut, making sure the proper flora is present in the gut of a newborn child.
All right, so check out that Long Life Energy Enzymes and the Forbidden Doctor podcast, all at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, let's talk about how you get paid, how other doctors get paid. I just saw something about that really explains the sort of new world order of doctors being paid, the concierge medicine. You don't take many insurances, do you? People pay directly for your services?
Yeah, it's definitely fee for service. But if patients' insurance programs cover what I do, we give them the paperwork. It's called a super bill. We give them the paperwork. They file it themselves for reimbursement because the insurance company will pay them much quicker than they will pay me.
So the average time it takes you to get paid, I saw with one doctor 7 months it takes sometimes to get paid by these insurance claims. So doctors here, there, and everywhere, and I bet there are some in Salt Lake City that you know, in addition to you, that are only taking fees. They set up a yearly account, monthly fee, $65, let's say, or $700 a year or whatever it is, and you get certain services and a little bit more for children. This is where it's going, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at contract basis, exactly, with the patient themselves. We have many patients who, especially the Medicare level, instead of having supplementals, they're paying us a regular monthly fee because we're taking care of all of their needs, but they still have an insurance program that would cover emergency services.
Yeah.
And they find out the less antibiotics they take, the less drugs they take, the healthier they are in the long run.
Right. All right. So check out Jack's philosophy at ForbiddenDoctor.com along with the enzymes and the podcast, that sort of thing. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with us on Good Day.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Next problem to solve is what in the world is going on in your technical life with Mr. Technology. I'm going to change your name. Instead of being the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, Greg Seven is now Mr. Technology. Remember, Dr.
Really?
Who? I think I could call you Dr. What?
What? Wow.
What, Dr.
Okay.
What?
Thank you so much for
that.
That? Wow.
All right. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. What's going on Twitter with the spam bot?
Well, I love this kind of story because it changes the world.
Oh, my.
It's a spam bot that has the goal of saying at least one nice thing about every single person with a Twitter account.
What is spam bot?
So a spam bot is... It's exactly what the name implies. It is a robot that trolls the web and does something.
Huh.
And in this case, it's trolling Twitter and saying something, a message. It's not a human-generated message.
Okay, I got to let this settle into my brain for a minute.
Yes.
Because when I think about how I've asked this question a number of times with people who are a lot smarter at these sorts of things than I am, and I don't even begin to understand that there are programs, software programs, that scan information everywhere and just grab these. There's not some person who's doing it. And a great example are airline prices. Let's get to that in a moment here with Greg Stebbin on Tech Talk on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
56 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Greg Stebbin with us from Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor, and we're talking about bots, robe bots, spam bots. Whenever I see that, I think of Spam-a-Lot. Not spam, you know. But
yes,
yes. Anyway, but I just sort of came into the focus of what this stuff was. You described it. I'm thinking there are these little spiders that are crawling around everywhere.
Did you know that technically they actually are often called spiders?
Yes, I did know.
Okay, good.
Give me at least a little of credit for knowing.
Well, it's such a perfect description.
It is.
Yeah.
But how in the world, I don't understand the mind that can create something that looks at whatever's going on. And I used airline fares as an example. The way that all of the major airlines run their businesses is to watch what other airlines are doing, and then they match their prices on any given route. And this is done not by somebody sitting like it used to be done, looking over these things, but it's done mechanically by something that's perusing certain websites. Like American's spy bot is looking at United's to see what the price is from L.A. to Boston. I mean, it's just so fantastic. It's mind-boggling.
Well, the thing that's interesting is, to us, it seems like an infinite amount of information.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about all the routes, all the airlines, all the web. I mean, but it's not infinite. It's very finite. It's just very large.
Yeah.
But that's exactly what technology and computers do best, is they're great at collecting. So there's two pieces to this, really, or three. You know, first, you have to have a way of gathering the information. And look, the web has made lots of information available if you know how to get it. So you gather the information, and then you have to have a distinct or a better way of displaying it. That's why some travel websites are better or more effective at some things than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they've written an algorithm that parses the data in a different way than the others.
That just is so amazing. All right, so what's the spam bot specifically?
So the spam bot is, think of it as like a little spider that's crawling around Twitter, and it's been programmed to say something nice to every single person who has a Twitter account.
Isn't
that's 300
great?
Million people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is the nice bot.
I'm not sure if it has a name, but yes, it is the nice bot.
Yeah.
You're right. Yes, it's the nice bot. And frankly, I would be really suspicious of it, because maybe it has some other bad payload.
You think that they're trying to grab stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
What a cynic you are.
I'm a realist.
Really? All right, Kenny, let's get spam bot onto a Twitter account every day and see what we get out of it. There's the story behind the story from Greg Stebbin, who's here with us pretty much every day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.